Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. When reviewing our H's and T's reversible causes of cardiac arrest, hypovolemia is one of the causes that should be considered and is today's pass ACLS tip topic. When a patient loses excessive amounts of fluid, we say that they are in a state of hypovolemia. Fluid loss may be from a variety of reasons. The most obvious cause of hypovolemia is from bleeding. Blood loss decreases the circulating volume as well as the oxygen carrying capacity and clotting components of blood. Bleeding may be internal or external, as well as traumatic, pathogenic, or iatrogenic. Iatrogenic causes may include any recent invasive procedure, dialysis, surgery, or PCI. Remember that bleeding can be internal or external, so don't pass up hypovolemia simply because there's no external bleeding. Bleeding can lead to hemorrhagic shock, which also starts with an H, but blood loss isn't the only fluid that can result in hypovolemia. Any significant loss of fluid from the body, acute or chronic, can result in a low volume. Excessive prolonged vomiting or diarrhea, severe burns, severe heat exhaustion, or dehydration may also result in hypovolemia. Identifying a mechanism of injury or potential causes for blood or other fluid loss via a medical history and reviewing the signs and symptoms before the patient arrested can help us identify potential causes of fluid loss. Classic signs and symptoms of shock prior to arrest may indicate fluid loss as a cause. From early to late, tachycardia, anxiety, pale, cool, moist skin, decreased capillary refill, falling blood pressure, and decreasing consciousness are signs of hypovolemic shock. If we suspect hypovolemia as a cause of cardiac arrest, the treatment is to administer fluids to replace those that have been lost. Except in specific cases where we need to restrict fluids, an IV of normal saline should be started and running wide open during a cardiac arrest. This will temporarily expand the circulating volume. Crystalloid solutions like lactated ringers and normal saline take three times the volume to replace lost blood and don't carry oxygen. Patients with fluid loss for reasons other than bleeding will benefit most from wide-open crystalloid IV solutions. If we suspect blood loss, replacement of red blood cells and clotting factors is needed via administration of blood or blood products. The specifics of blood administration is beyond the scope of an ACLS class. During your megacode scenario, if you suspect hypovolemia due to blood loss, you should run your IV wide open, get stat labs, and can simply state that blood may be indicated and would be given following your organization's transfusion policy. That's all I have for you today on hypovolemia as a reversible cause of cardiac arrest. I hope that you found this and other Tip of the Day episodes helpful. If so, take a second to leave a 5-star review and be sure to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss upcoming tips that will help you pass the ACLS written exam and MegaCode. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.